What's up, my friend? Welcome to Breathing Fire, the official podcast of Beast Life Brand, a new breed of powerful believers repping the Lion of Judah. Christ lived the original beast life, and now it's our turn. We must warn you, though, it's not for the weak. It's for the hardcore.
Hardcore.
Our MO is to equip people of faith and kingdom entrepreneurs to live powerful and represent. God did not create you to live small. He gave you raw talents to develop and use. It's time to find more purpose, live with passion, and lead with impact. Your host is Fired Up Phil. We despise religion and lukewarm living. We're fired up and building our kingdom. Please connect with us across social media at Beast Life Brand. And now, get ready to have some fun and break some chains with this episode of Breathing Fire.
All right, what's up, Lions Tribe? Welcome to another episode of Breathing Fire, the official podcast of Beast Life
Brand. Beast Life Brand, baby.
Your host, Fired Up Phil. I'm here with my co-host,
the Professor. Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. This is officially the first recording that we are doing in 2023.
Yes.
And we're going to be building off of last week, which was helping people get empowered and have a kick-ass 2023. Right. Not just an average, lukewarm 2023.
Exactly.
But a fired up 2023.
That's what we want, man. That's what we want. It's the year of successes, the year of consistency, and the year of sticking to those resolutions, right? Like we talked about in the lab podcast,
right?
The resolutions must be done with intent and purpose, and it's important that we continue to stick it through. So I hope that the first week of 2023, you've been able to stick through it.
And just a quick reminder, somebody officially spit out that he was going to lose 30 pounds.
I have
to watch the last episode.
I have so many regrets. I started out really strong.
You just made everybody watching your accountability.
I know, but I got to be a man of my word. There's that accountability piece, right? And the consistency piece. But when I opened my lunch bag and realized that I had packed a stuffed pepper, it was a pepper, bro.
Just a pepper?
A pepper with like ground pork, which don't get me wrong, it was delicious. I seasoned it really well.
But you wanted two peppers?
No, I wanted like a Big Mac, bro. Because after like 30 seconds, I was hungry. And I'm like, why am I hungry? I just ate.
Yeah.
It made no sense to me. But nevertheless,
you're going to have to let your stomach get used to that. It'll start to shrink. Start getting used to the small.
I'm hoping that my
stomach. Remember, we talked about letting your body acclimate.
Yes.
That's part of it. Your stomach will get acclimated and it actually will start to, you know, shrink a little bit.
That's the goal.
It's used to being fed in larger portions.
Yeah.
And it will, you know, you'll feel fuller as it starts to shrink.
Yeah.
Less. So,
I mean, I got so big for a second, man. My belt size was like equator.
Oh, you got to go get baptized in seaweed.
Put my belt down with a boomerang. Just, you know, that's right. Around the world. But I'll make it. Yeah. I'll make it work. Y'all stay tuned and watch the Professor's transformation by
we're
next
gonna be
December.
Accountable every episode.
Every episode.
Pound by pound.
What have I done? All right, let's go.
I'm psyched.
Yeah,
I'm psyched for you guys out there who have set your goals and stuff and who are trying to push towards the different things that you want to accomplish in 2023.
Absolutely.
We are rooting for you, we are cheering for you, and we are here to help you.
Indeed.
So let's build off of last week.
Let's do it. I'm down.
I think, like, you know what's cool about us? One of the things that I noticed that I kind of like how we gel. I am not educated formally. Like, that's why you're the professor, right? I barely do like high school.
Listen, I got the student loan bill to prove it.
So. That's right. I don't have that.
Lucky.
But I have it's cool because you're intelligent when it comes to intellectual, like, you know, going through school, and you've got like all these cool, you know, things, and you're gonna have a nice accolade called doctor.
Oh, soon.
I'm kind of more of a street smart. Christian,
which is an amazing thing.
We kind of vibe and we kind of blend, right?
Absolutely.
And I was thinking, I was thinking when I was driving the other day, and this is what I want to talk about today. I was like, if somebody came to me and was like, hey, you know, if I want to have a really good 2023, I want to accomplish things, I want to do, you know, this and that and whatever. Like, if I only had literally 10 seconds or less to tell you what to do. Mm-hmm. Like, what would I say to that person? Given just this really short period of time, maybe even 5 seconds, whatever, right? I don't know why I think like this sometimes, but my mind goes and I'm like, what would I tell them? And it got me thinking, like, what would be the most important thing than I could ever like tell somebody that in that short amount of time, right, that would be something that would stick with them, that would be able to help them make a transformation and get accomplishments and achieve.
Great question, man.
So you know what I came up with?
Tell me.
I came up with, I would tell them that they have to be strategically consistent. Just two words.
Oh, I like a couple that.
Seconds.
I right? like that.
Right?
Strategically consistent. Strategically
consistent. And here's the thing. So like everybody, let me kick it back for a second. And I want to just share something that kind of got me into thinking that.
Yeah.
When I was driving, I don't know. I think when I drive, people think in the shower, right? Yeah. This and that, whatever. You know, it's different times where your mind starts going.
Right? Yeah.
And I started thinking about, you know, we were talking last week about having some people having a rough 2022, maybe, or having things that they want to leave in the past, or having things that maybe have knocked them down. Right. And when you're knocked down, like I learned, you know, growing up, and I think this is part of that street. And it's also part of just being, you know, a fighter. Right. And you learn really quick the difference between the fighter and the punk. Right. Ooh. And when you're growing up, you can't be a punk. Right. Because punks don't survive.
That's true.
They get taken out. Right. And so when you have obstacles that come up in your life that, you know, obviously they knock you down, and that's okay. Like that's we all have things in life that happen to us that knock us down for a few rounds, right? Because life is a fight. Any way you look at it, like it's not like you come here and you're not going to have any adversity, any obstacles, any difficulties. Life's going to be all roses, right?
Right.
That never happens.
It doesn't happen. It's actually very unrealistic to think about that. When the Bible says, he who wants to follow me, take up your cross
and follow me, right? Because you're going to have those things. And I was thinking on that and I was like, you know what? It reminds me of like my lessons, like of being a fighter versus a punk, right? A fighter is not somebody who never gets hit or who never gets knocked down or who never, you know, takes one. It's somebody who, see, it's always about the will of the warrior inside, right?
That's true.
And a fighter, I got that Rocky thing out there.
Love
in,
that.
In the office. But like a fighter is somebody who actually gets more motivated when they get hit. Like I think it was Mike Tyson who said, you know what, like until you get put like a punch in the face.
Everybody right? has a plan until they get punched in the mouth.
Right?
Yeah.
but when you're a fighter, what's interesting is when you get punched in the mouth, it actually excites you. It actually causes you to. It brings about this internal drive to want to come back stronger.
Yeah.
To want to come back and attack that which just hits you. Right.
Right.
So like a real fighter, once you get punched in the mouth, like, okay, it might hurt. It might set you back. But then soon after, you're going to get mad that you got hit.
Right. Yeah.
You start to get angry. You start to want to fight back. And so that's what we do in life as fighters, right? What happens with a fighter? You might get knocked down for a round or two, but then all of a sudden you get that drive to want to come back and win and be better than you were in the previous rounds. You want to be better than you were in your past, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the punk sells out. The punk gets hit and he just, you know, he just dies. He quits. He doesn't have that fight in him. He doesn't have the will of the warrior. He just takes it and then he gets, you know, he kind of puts his tail between his legs and he walks away or she walks away. But that's not what we want here.
That's not, what
that's
we want
not the way that God taught us to be. God is raising up kings and warriors and fighters. That's how he expects us to live, right?
That's
when
right.
we go through adversity, it's to refine our fire. It's supposed to build us up. It's supposed to teach us lessons so that he can shape and mold us into the person that he needs us to become. So that we can move into, you know, the calling that we have and the purpose that we have.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so I started thinking about that. And I said, if somebody came to me and was like, hey, if I just had, like I said, a few seconds to drop something, what would that be? Well, strategic consistency, right? Be a fighter and have strategic consistency.
Yeah.
Do you have a verse, something that you wanted to share?
Well, you know, kind of piggybacking off of what you said, we are encouraged to actually fight in the Bible, right? We're supposed to fight the good fight.
Yeah.
You know, and I think the word fight right there kind of just touches on some of what you said at the moment. We are expected to continue. We're expected to continue to swing, you know, regardless of how many blows we take, regardless
of when you think you can't get back up.
Even when you think you can't. Right, right. One more round, right? Like Rocky said, one more round. Or I ain't hear no bell. I'm taking it back to those Rocky movies.
Right.
But I do want to kind of touch a little bit on you know, the issue of consistency, because being consistent is critical to success, right? And in Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 through 16, I'm going to read from the English Standard Version. God says, I know your works. You are neither cold nor hot. right? Would that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, that will spit you out of my mouth, right?
Like vomit.
Like vomit. So it speaks to the idea of consistency here, right? Either you're hot or you're cold.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But you can't be in the middle, right? So you're either fighting or you're not, right? And the Bible specifically tells us what happens. And we talked about the double-minded spirit in one of our I think it was last week. And so the Bible shows what that double-minded spirit can lead to. And it could literally lead to God literally puking you out. Yeah. Of his mouth. Yeah. So the consistency piece is critical because there is an innate promise there, right? The promise is that if you are in the middle, you like that ain't it.
Yes.
That ain't it. You know, that's not what God wants for us.
Yes.
So God wants us to make sure that we are doing this on purpose and that we're doing this strategically. So I love the topic for today for that very same reason, because it's one of those things that a lot of us often struggle with. We are in. Or maybe we're not really in, maybe we're kind of out, and then we're like, no, I'm in. Mm-hmm. But then, no, maybe kind of not, maybe I'm still out. You know, so that gray area is not the area where Christians live. It's not where any should live, for that matter.
I think that there's typically two types of people, and they're typically one of those or the other of those a lot. And I think a lot of times and I know this has been the case for me, mm-hmm. and I see it, and I think it's the case for a lot of people. So this is where we're going to get a little bit strategic here, right, and trying to help you understand what we're talking about and how this can apply to your life. So there's a lot of people, look, you always see people talking about, you know, hustle hard, right? Hustle hard, hustle hard, hustle hard. So you've got those that are hustlers that are sometimes, we'll call them the consistent. So be a strategic hustler. But I like the word consistency, but you could be a strategic hustler, right? Right. The hustle and the consistency, you get a person that has that, right?
Yeah.
Or you get the other person who's like the procrastinator because they're strategic,
right?
But they ain't doing anything with it, right?
Exactly.
So let's talk about those two types of people, because I think that's really important to identifying where you are, and then kind of figuring out, you know, which side you need to work on to put it together,
right,
so that you get the full formula.
Yeah, well, I think strategic. You're 100% right. And I think the word strategic is so critical here, because strategic shows that there is a plan, right? Mm-hmm. A strategy, a plan of action. So we need to have a plan of action before we incorporate the level of consistency, because like you said, if we go into something blindfold or with inconsistencies, chances are that we're going to be gung-ho for the first, you know, for a little bit, but then it eventually fizzles out.
Absolutely.
You know, with that roadmap, you know, and I think that's where the consistent piece plays in, and the strategy piece of it is equally as important. What's the strategy? You know, how do you stay consistent? What's the strategy for consistency? Because at some point there's going to be something that's going to be demotivational.
Yeah.
And it's going to make you kind of withdraw. So what's the plan when that happens? What strategy does one have in place for that? And it's important for us to keep that in mind.
Yeah, absolutely. The two types of people that we're talking about, right? Mm-hmm. The hustler and then the procrastinator. So if you are constantly working, like there's a lot of people out there, a lot of us, I fall into this a lot of times where you're doing a whole bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
And then you're hustling, right? But instead of hustling harder, we want to learn to hustle smarter, right? Oof. And we need to take more time to map out strategy instead of just doing things. Like a lot of people just go, 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 do, do, do. And it's like, well, why are you doing this? Well, I don't know, because everyone else is doing it.
That's science.
Like, oh, because, right, like, oh, well, I'm posting, I'm doing this, I'm doing that, I'm, you know, whatever. Well, because, I don't know, that's what I think I'm supposed to do. Because, you know, like, without a real solid, clear understanding and strategy behind why you're doing it, and then having some sort of a measurement for the results that it's producing.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah.
So you have that person who's the hustler. And when you're constantly working like that without a better strategy, it's really wearing on you.
You're wearing yourself out.
Yeah, you're running in circles.
Yeah.
You know, and you're kind of not really making that much progress.
Right.
And you feel like you're just going, going, doing, doing, doing. And it's like, oh, wow, but I didn't really get that far.
Right.
Right? I didn't really improve my situation that much.
Yeah, no, that's true. Because results are something that results fight burnout. Right. Yes. You can be experiencing discouragement and burnout, but as soon as you see even a smidgen of progress, of result, it kind of just gives you that extra motivation. It strengthens your resolve to keep going. Yeah. So going around in circles, you're not seeing anything new.
No,
you're not seeing any new results, any new outcomes, any new victories.
And the key is new because you're probably producing results. But we're talking about growth here. Mm-hmm. So if you want to grow and you're doing the same things that you were doing, you might have, that's kind of your strategy. You just keep doing what you're doing.
Right.
Well, but we want to talk about revising that strategy and getting it more, detailed and making it a smarter strategy, right? A more advantage to give you the opportunity to grow. Mm-hmm. So you're not just working hard. You're starting to work smarter so you can make more advances and you can continue to grow. Right. And then there's the other type of person now. So maybe you're the hustler. Maybe you're listening right now and you're like, yeah, that kind of sounds like me. Like, I feel like I just keep doing, I'm just hustling. I'm doing all these things, mm-hmm. but I would really like to see better results in my life. Right.
Right.
So maybe then at that point you've identified a lot more of the hustler, right? Now here's the other person in the equation. And a lot of this too has to do maybe with where your personality is and stuff like that. Personalities play an effect on this. Sometimes, I don't want to get into too many personalities here because people don't understand it.
Right.
So we'll skip that for now. So the other person would be what I would call the procrastinator. Mm-hmm. And the procrastinator is somebody who is technically, they've got strategies mapped out. Like they're planners. They've got that part kind of figured out, but they hesitate to get in the game.
Right.
And they're like, they're thinkers and they've got it all figured out, but then they're not executing. They're not jumping in and they're not actually doing the tasks and doing the things. Right. And there's a reason for that. There's a reason why a lot of those people are staying on the sidelines, even when they have the strategy. See, the strategy is great, but a lot of times those people are kind of paralyzed to get in the game by fear. Mm. And they're paralyzed to get in the game by fear of their ability, right? Fear of themselves being able to fulfill the strategy.
Right.
And fear of the unknown and feel a fear of failing. You have an insecurity a little bit about, failing. Which failing isn't failing. It's just learning. We fail forward in life, right?
Exactly.
Like that's the thing that you have to understand that we could have failed this podcast, right? You know what? But it's a matter of saying, hey, this is what I want.
Yeah.
I made my strategy. Now I've got to conquer my fear and get in the game.
And you got to go get it, man.
Get it.
You got to go after it.
Put my hands to the plow. I got to get in the game. I don't want to sit on the sideline because then you're at that point, you're a procrastinator. And so maybe you're more in line with that. Maybe you don't have, you wish you were a hustler. You have a good portion of you too, because you're a thinker, you're a strategizer. And you just need to learn how to start overcoming those fears.
Yeah.
And so that you can get in the game.
Because faith without works is dead.
Absolutely.
And we know that for a fact. The Bible says that. The Bible tells us that and it encourages us. And it shows how you can have all the faith in the world, like you're saying, but unless you actually get in there and start to put into practice the things that you believe are going to happen, then it's going to be ineffective.
Yes.
The best plan in the world, becomes completely useless if not executed.
Yes.
So that strategy piece is as critical, but so is the motion piece. So is the action piece.
Yes.
Right. And the intentionality. And I keep going back to that word because I love that word. The idea of being intentional with something, the idea of being strategic is something that's also extremely appealing. And it's critical to the success of any plan.
Yes.
You need a strategy. Yes. You need consistency.
So you both of those things are really, if you had to do a simplistic formula, the sum of this equals this,
right?
The sum of strategy and consistency equals results. Bottom line.
That's it.
And that's the simplest, formula that I could give, right? Because you're either consistent or you're non-existent.
You're not.
No. You don't even exist if you lack consistency. It's like New Year's resolution. I want to lose 20 pounds, right? Yeah. So you go to the gym for 2 weeks, you go, this shit ain't working, and then you quit.
And then you go back.
That's not consistency, right? So you're never going to get results. You're not even going to be existent. You're not going to be existent branding and business if you don't have consistency. You're not going to be consistent in anything, in parenting, in relationships, in your finances. Consistency is so important. It's half of the equation. And then the other half of the equation is that strategy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely. You don't want to go to, and that's the other part. So let's use the same example in fitness, right?
All right, let's do it.
So you're consistent. And this is another part. And this is one of the reasons why people quit. Sometimes you have a desire, you want to be consistent, but the problem is you went into it without a strategy. Mm-hmm. And now you're discouraged. Mm-hmm. You're like, well, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to work out. I don't know how to eat. I don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. I'm here. I go to the gym. I go like this.
You know, I get on the machine. I put things down.
I don't really know what I'm doing. I'm just kind of working out.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, yeah.
It's not working.
You ain't got no strategy. Mm-hmm. You ain't got no strategy. So that's what you need to do is you need to come up with a strategy, a strategic plan. Hire a personal trainer or get on, you know, our plan. Like, yeah. let us help you, or let, at the end of the day, you've got to have a strategy.
Correct.
Is the point of it.
Correct.
You've got to have a workout routine. You have to have an eating plan.
Right.
And then you have to be consistent. If you do that, you are guaranteed to lose weight. You are guaranteed to get in better physical shape. If you have a legit fitness plan and you stay consistent, you will get in shape.
Yeah, success is not.
You are not big boned.
No, you're not.
You cannot throw. You don't have a thyroid problem. Yeah, maybe you do, but I'm telling you, thyroid people can get in shape too. You will make progress.
Yeah, success is not microwavable, dude.
No,
you know, you can't just put it in for 2 minutes and then ding, muscles. If that was the case, I'd have them. But I don't. Hence the reason for the New Year resolution. Yeah. But it is a critical thing, and it is a critical thing that's going to elevate. It will separate effort from achievement.
Yes.
You know, effort and achievement, you can't have one without the other, but there is something that is oftentimes unseen and unsaid and really unrecognized. And that's the things that go on behind the scenes when it comes to that.
Yes.
You know, and I referenced the Beachbody quote last year, decide, commit, succeed. I mean, sometimes we overcomplicate things, but sometimes it really is that easy. Yeah. You know, like the act of is not, of course, because it requires work, right? But the commitment, the making the decision, you're just, all right, I'm deciding to do this. I'm committing to doing this.
Get a plan.
And exactly. And then I'm doing this.
Yeah.
You know, and in no way, shape, or form am I saying that this is like, oh, well, it's really that simple, but I'm kind of saying that it is at the same time.
It really is. That's the point of this, was to make it so simplistic for people that, you know, because look, strategy, have your plan, stay consistent, equals results. It's really simple. And the problem is, like we just talked about, if you don't have a strategy, sometimes that's the reason why you don't want to stay consistent, because you're like, I don't know why I'm doing this. I can't see what I'm doing. Right. Yeah. I can't see the strategy. So when you see it, it helps you be consistent. Right. Yeah. And if you're obviously, well, let's go to life's worst scenario here for somebody. So I gave the fact that, like, a lot of times people are lean towards one or the other.
Yeah.
Now there are some of you out there, hopefully, I don't know, if you're listening and you're lazy and you don't have a plan, we need to pray for you right now. You got major problems, right? So hopefully you're either a hustler or a planner. If you're neither, if you're not consistent, you don't have a hustle in you, a drive in you, right? Desire to want to be going, or a strategy, you need help. We need to lay hands on you and we need to wake you up.
We need to get you one.
We need to get you one. So you got to put both together. And so figure out which one you probably lean towards and start working on the other side.
Right.
But if you're like, oh, I know I'm a hustler, come on, man, just get the plan together. It will help you so much, because then you'll be able to see, you know, without a vision, the people perish. Mm. You need to be able to see what it is that you're trying to accomplish and how you're going to get there. That's going to help, you know, especially if you have that hustle, then you're going to be able to put that hustle to work for you to produce the results, because you're just missing part of the equation.
Right. You know? Right. Right.
And vice versa. If you have the strategy, it's like, I know what I need to do, I just don't ever go do it. Mm-hmm. Well, you have got to overcome the fears that are holding you back.
Absolutely.
And you've got to get in the game and realize that, you know, well, number one, you're not going to fail, because we just gave you the formula. So if you got a plan and you stay consistent, you're going to get results. You don't have to worry about failing. You're going to make progress.
That is true.
And, or even if you did, which you're not going to, but understand that failure is not the end all. It's not a bad thing. No, failing is, fail as quick as possible, so then you can succeed. Like, you're going to learn from every failure that you have, as long as you think about it.
Yeah. Well, failure, the only thing, refine it. It's true, but the only thing failure does is teach you what doesn't work.
Yeah,
that's
or, all it does. What you're doing wrong, right? It's not working.
Yeah, it just shows you that the direction or the methodology that you're using, you know, the tools that you're using, they're the wrong ones. So then it becomes kind of like incumbent upon us. It becomes our responsibility to then kind of look at, okay, well, this is not working. So what are my other options? And then we pick from other options. You know, look, I am not good with my hands at all, right? So so it'll take me at least 5 tries to get the right, what do you call the thing that you put in a screw to unscrew it, the little cap looking thing that you click on the thingy that goes like click, 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 like that. Like, what are you doing? Is that what it is? Yeah, that you put it in the thing and it's got the thing and you put it on the screw. That's my terminology. Obviously, I failed several times at putting things together. I don't even know the name. And that's my next point. If you can't identify what it is that you're working with, you're not going to get it right.
Which is all part of the strategy.
I need a quarter inch, hexagon?
Socket.
A screwdriver.
You have the plan.
Yeah.
And then it will help you execute that.
Correct. So now the plan doesn't change. It's a good plan. What you need to do now is how you go about achieving that plan. Yeah. That's what's going to make the difference. But the instructions that I get from whatever thing I buy that I got to put together, the instructions are not wrong. The plan is right. I'm just not using the right tools because I'm not familiar. So becoming familiar with what you're working with. Now, if I just look at, this doesn't fit the screw, so I'm a failure. No, all that tells me is that I'm using the wrong tool, right? The instructions are still right and the outcome is still right.
Well, and here's a comment on that. And so obviously the formula is very simple.
Mm-hmm.
Have a plan.
Yeah.
And execute.
Consistently,
right? But so let's go to the plan now. Where do you get the plan from? Well, if you don't know, you shouldn't create the plan yourself, right? If you don't know how to get in shape, it probably would be smarter to go find somebody who's in shape and knows how to get in shape and have them help you put a plan together, right? Because you could try to do it on your own, but that's going to be a pretty stupid plan.
Yeah.
You know, most likely, like what he just did.
Yeah.
The thingy with the thing, like,
I don't even know what they're called. Like,
right. So go get a coach.
Why can't I just use a hand?
Right. Get a coach or go find, if you know somebody that's, successful, you need a coach. You need somebody to help you map out that plan.
Right.
And then you stay consistent executing it.
And you got to get it done.
And then you have the belief that that's a good plan because you know that it already works.
Yeah.
It is a plan that is producing results.
Right.
Right. So you can have the confidence in that. Then you're investing your energy into being consistent in executing that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good investment. You're going to get a good ROI on the investment of your energy when you're working on a smart plan. If you're working on a dumb plan, the ROI is burnout. So, So, if we had to revise the formula, it would be a smart strategy, right? A proven strategy, strategy plus consistency equals results. That would be a better formula. So if I had to refine it, that's what I would do, because a stupid strategy with consistency is just not going to produce.
No, it's not. So, it's not stupid, stupid or ill-informed or impractical. Or nonsensical, or a not
in
well
the street, we call that stupid.
Yeah, pretty much. In the classroom, we can't say that because we get in trouble. if we refer to our students as that. If any of my students are listening, I love you very much. But the point is that it's going to generate. The plan is going to generate the result. So if the plan is weak, so is the result going to be weak. If it's not well thought out, then the result is going to be less than favorable. So the plan is the first thing. Like, you're a builder, obviously, right? And I'm assuming that in order for you to have the strongest house possible, the foundation has to be the strongest piece. Is that fair in saying?
That is fair.
Right. Well, that's the same thing with the plan. If the plan is not solid, right, then what you build on that plan is not going to be solid either.
Yes.
So that's a really, really good point. And it's something that I'm actually thinking about the plans that I have set forth. And how I could modify them, because now that you mention it, I don't know much about fitness, which is why I'm glad that Beast Life has, the fitness guide that I'm going to be referencing, because that's one thing that if I'm going to reach my goal, I have to have some type of guidance, especially because this is an area that I'm not familiar with.
Yes. And here on that note, so why, number one, So we would just revise that formula,
yeah.
Right? So we're gonna coin this, and this is gonna be something that we're gonna use, you know, all the time, because we don't want to overcomplicate things in life a lot of times, mm-hmm. because overcomplication creates confusion. Correct. A confused mind doesn't act right, doesn't work right, doesn't.
I agree. Right?
Life doesn't have to be as complicated as we make it sometimes.
I agree.
And results come really that simple: a smart, a proven strategy mm-hmm. plus consistency equals results.
Yeah.
That simple, that formula.
It literally right? is.
So now when we do that, we say, okay, so we have this plan, right? That we're going to put together. We're going to give you, if you want to get in shape, or if you want to take control of your finances mm-hmm. or whatever area it is, right? That you have going on in your life that you're trying to improve.
Right.
We want to get and help you. You want to come up with a proven plan
yeah.
that you can start executing and start, you know, putting your investing, your effort, energy,
right. Be on the lookout for that, folks, because we have some tools. I have to tell you, I had some fun putting together that financial spreadsheet that we're going to share with you folks very soon. And I'm excited about that because it really helped me. Look, as a testimony, last Friday was the end of a 5-year struggle with debt for me. Right. And the formula that I'm kind of putting together, the sheet that I'm putting together to share with folks is literally what helped me get to that point. It required discipline, sacrifice, and overall consistency. Right. But I'm there.
Nice.
You know, I'm there. And it did take a long time. But again, the plan was solid. So the result was solid.
And you were consistent.
And I was consistent yes. with it. I was very consistent. So now that I'm in a position where I can, and the glory to God first, because you know, without him, nothing is possible. Even the consistency piece, I've had to pray. I'm like, God, like, oh my God, I really just want to do X, Y, Z, you know, help me stay consistent. So it's something that at the very end, when you reach the objective, right, it's liberating.
Yeah.
It's very liberating. So we're happy to share some of those things with you.
Yes, you know? Absolutely. And we are always about the 5 pillars.
Yeah.
The foundation. The yeah. pillars, right? A pillar is like a foundation. It's a support structure.
It is.
And those 5 pillars to living powerful are your faith, your family, your fitness, finance. Your finances, and your freedom.
Freedom.
Those 5 areas of life encompass the foundation and the pillars for you to live powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that is true.
And we want to continue to help provide yeah. different types of opportunity to be able to execute that formula.
Right.
Right. And so that's what we're going to be helping you do in 2023 yeah. in all these areas.
It's true. And the thing with Beast Life, man, you know, we, myself and you, Phil, we have had to put into practice the things that we're trying to share with you guys. So it has worked for us. Right. So what we're sharing with you guys, we tested ourselves and we have had really positive results with that, which is why yeah. we're confident that you're going to have similar results as long as the consistency piece
absolutely.
Is there.
And we're bringing in other experts in different areas in the future mm-hmm. To continue to stack value
right.
and to be able to help, you know, even further bring in more expertise in so that we can refine those strategies
yeah.
even better, even yeah. more, right. With different, you know, viewpoints from different experts in individual areas. Of those 5 pillars,
yeah,
which is going to yeah. be super exciting.
So it's so exciting.
We're fired up about what we're going to be building here.
I love that.
And being able to help, you know, men yeah. of faith live powerful, men of purpose. We want to help you find purpose. We want to help you find your identity. Mm-hmm. We're going to be doing lots of different things on the upcoming episodes and upcoming shows to help you. Like just answering, like, who am I?
Right.
Like if someone asked you that, right. Who are you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who are you? That's a great question.
That's a great question.
An answer that a lot of people would struggle to,
yeah.
you know, to answer. So
it's the easiest question to ask, but the hardest one to answer.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're going to be talking about lots of cool things. Yeah, we're going to be helping you with those 5 pillars move forward. We're kicking it off here with our first episode in 2023.
Indeed.
Trying to set the path for momentum and to be able to help you achieve all the things that you are desiring to achieve in 2023. So as we start to sign off on this, I'll give you an opportunity if you got anything else to say. I just want to, one more time, make this very simple. I think that if you remember this formula, you can pretty much troubleshoot any area of your life right now that you're not happy with by just looking at that formula. Do I have a proven strategy plan, right?
Yes.
And am I consistently executing it? Am I being consistent in what I'm supposed to be doing?
Yeah, absolutely.
If you're doing both of those, that you're going to be getting results. And if you're not, then it's really simple to troubleshoot.
Right.
Really simple. So did you have anything in closing that you wanted to?
Yeah, I just wanted to close with this verse from the book of James. James 1, chapter 4 says, "And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking in nothing." Right? So stay steadfast, folks. Stay steadfast, because there's a promise there that says that God will make sure that you are lacking in nothing. But that steadfast piece can really be synonymous with consistency.
Absolutely.
You know, so there is another godly promise behind that. And I think that the godly promises are something that should really excite us. I'm gonna read that one more time so that you guys can really reflect on the promises of God. It says, "And let steadfastness have its full effect, that you may be perfect and complete," of course, within the context of the Spirit, right? Because nobody's perfect, but right. God is telling us that we will be lacking in nothing. All right. So as always, check us out, Lion Tribe of Kings on Facebook. All right, Beast Life Brand in Full Effect. Check us out, comment, let us know what you think, and interact with us. We'd love to hear from you guys.
Absolutely. And we're excited for next episode.
Oh, yeah.
We got some good stuff.
We got some good stuff cooking.
Don't miss out.
Don't miss out.
God bless you. Love you.
All right, Lions Tribe. That wraps up another episode of Breathing Fire. We truly hope you enjoyed it. If so, it would mean the world to us if you'd help us kingdom build by leaving us a great review on the platform you're listening on. Subscribe or follow the podcast and share it with friends. Thank you so much. God bless. Remember to visit us online at beastlife.com. Join our free Facebook group, The Lions Tribe, and connect with us across social at Beast Life Brand. Until next time, keep breaking chains and living powerful. Peace out.